Good morning. Welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. I'm Cindy B, your podcast host. And yes, it's been a minute since I've done a podcast, and I am actually walking today. Today is Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. And I haven't walked in a while, and it feels really good. I went to bed last night and I told the Lord I want to get up and walk today. It's not as early as I wanted. However, I knew I wanted to walk. Podcast? No, that was, again, not on my mind. So as I'm walking, this is going to be quick today, but I wanted to share this. So this past weekend was my summer conference in Charlotte. Powerful. It gets more powerful every conference. And as I'm walking and I'm, you know, thinking on it, I've been struggling recently with a purpose, my purpose. And it sounds so crazy because I know I have a purpose, but I've been in this place of feeling that I have no purpose because of the season in my life. Now, I do not like that feeling, but I can change it, which is one of the main reasons I'm walking. And one of the last messages that my mentor gave us before his passing was on our dream, on our why. Remember the why. Remember why. Remember your why. I need to remember my why. Why did we start improving our health and fitness? What was the reason? Why do we do anything? Because we have a dream. Whatever the dream is, whatever the end result, the end goal is our dream. And when I started physical therapy for my knee, now, if you followed me for any time, you know that I was an avid walker, 2.5 years solid every single day. I walked at least 2.5 miles once a day, at least. There were a lot of times I did twice a day. I loved walking, brings peace, it clears my mind. And when I started physical therapy, I hadn't been walking for a while. It was painful to walk, painful to go up and down stairs. And I remember my physical therapist saying, you know, walking really isn't that good for you. He said it does nothing for your legs. And he encouraged me to get a recumbent bike, which is fine. I've got no problem with that. And I actually, you know, I agree, walking doesn't really strengthen the legs. But however, I didn't walk for that. I walked for weight loss. And I forgot that. So what happened to me, because of the state of mind I was in, because of the physical area, I was like, okay, walking really isn't good for my knees, which it isn't. I understand that. But I started using that as an excuse, and I didn't realize it because it was valid. It was valid for me. So as I'm walking and I'm thinking, just thinking about where I'm at, and and then I remember Jim's message on remember the why. And then I remember my therapist telling me, you really shouldn't be walking. You should be doing something else. And this past weekend at our conference was all about our why, our dream, and believing. And I had to really, really think about that this weekend, something that hit me really deep. And when I go to a conference, I go with an expectation, and I wrote my expectations down. And at the end of that conference, I'm thinking, wow, I went with these expectations, but none of them came to pass. What I'm seeing right now as I'm talking and unfolding is that the expectations that I had weren't necessarily things that could explode at that moment. These are expectations that I had to take with me. And as I'm talking to you and I'm walking, I'm realizing that my expectations, at least one of them, is starting to unfold. And this is really good. This is really awesome because we all need to understand that not everything is going to happen in a split second or at that moment. But some things take time. Even miracles don't always take place in an instant. Some miracles take time. Doesn't mean they're not miracles. So as my expectations are starting to unfold and come to fruition, I need to remember the expectations I put on this weekend for myself are things that take time. So what are you believing today? Are you stuck in a place, in a season that maybe you're questioning your own purpose? A season is not for a lifetime. A season is just a season. Like summer is a season. Not long enough for me, but it's a season. Winter is a season. Some relationships are just for a season, but it's not a lifetime. So as you go through your day today, as you listen to this podcast, and maybe you're thinking on some things that a season in your life that you're going through that seems like it's forever, just remember a season is only a length of time. It's not your lifetime. So believe. Remember your why and believe in it. No matter where you are, remember your why and believe in it. Maybe you haven't had any hiccups down the road, in the road, or in your journey, and that's great. Doesn't mean they won't come. So even in that case, remember this message. Don't forget your why. Even if there's a season of change, just keep pressing on. I had a very long season of lack of fitness. My mindset was not in a good place, and I'm all about mindset. Sometimes we can be in a place, in an environment, in a situation where if we allow it to, remember, that's the key, if we allow it to, it can really affect our mindset in a negative way. And unfortunately, I allowed that. The positive in that is that I'm growing from it, I'm learning from it, and I'm moving on. And this is why I'm sharing with you today, because belief, faith, they go hand in hand. Jesus said, only believe. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to believe that I'm going to continue moving forward. This is the first day and the best day of the rest of my life. And I pray that for you too, that you recognize that and believe that. Today is a great day. Even if you're in a down season, even if you're in an up season, it's a great day to be alive. Make the best of today. Believe in yourself. Believe in your dream. Remember your why. And this is just a short message. However, I'm praying that it ministers to you, that you've gotten something out of it. If you can think of anyone that may need to hear this message, please share it. Share this message. If you have any questions, email me, cindyb.strong, I'm sorry, cindyb.strong@gmail.com. C-I-N-D-I, letter B, strong@gmail.com. Let's chat. If there's anything you'd like to hear on the podcast, send me an email. We can definitely talk about that. Have a great day. Have a wonderful day. Have the best day of your life. Remember your dream. Remember your why. Continue on your journey. A season is only a season, not for a lifetime. Thank you so much for your support and listening to my podcast. Always. Always, always, always be in it to win it and slay your day in every way. no matter what you are doing, do it with passion. Until next time, this is Cindy B. Jesus loves you.